here is a brand spanking new episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, coming to you from eejournal.com and sponsored by Avnet. This week, we have some hot off the press FRAM news to throw your way. Don't worry, if you don't know what FRAM is, you will soon. And then it's time for a little analog X-Fest action. So, without further ado, my first guest is Will Cooper from Texas Instruments. Will and I are going to break down what exactly FRAM is, why you want it, and what you could do with it. And we also have time to throw in a little basketball trash talk. So, let's get rolling. Hi, Will. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. Glad to be here.
Okay, so TI has made a lot of noise about FRAM. Now, although it's been around for years and years and years, maybe some of my audience may not know what it is. So give my audience just a bit of a refresher.
I'd be happy to. So FRAM, like you mentioned, is not new, but it is new to our microcontrollers, and it offers a number of advantages. It's really just like flash in terms of its non-volatility, but then offers a lot of the advantages that you see in FRAM as well. So what you're going to find is, in terms of typical flash devices, you're going to get 100 times faster writes, 250 times lower energy, higher endurance. You can actually write to this thing up to 10 to the 15 times.
Wow.
In addition to that, it's got other advantages like resistance to radiation so that you have less soft errors, and even other security benefits like the ability to update keys faster. And then it really all comes together with its flexibility, because you can write to it simply. It's unified. So basically, you can set up your data and program memory however you need it.
Cool. Okay. So I heard you guys had a big announcement in this space this week. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we're actually releasing our next generation of FRAM devices. It's our MSP430 FR69 series. And these devices are the lowest power devices we offer, down to 100 microamps per megahertz in active mode, as well as down to 450 nanoamps in standby with the real-time clock. And even the peripherals are low power. But what's best is we've got tons of new peripherals. So things like LCD with an integrated charge pump so that you can keep contrast going in low power modes. And we've also got additional things like our scan interface, which is a dual analog front end for really integrating into flow applications and measuring different things like proximity.
Cool. So let's talk more about the application space here. What would be perfect for these new MCUs?
Sure. Like I mentioned, flow metering is an obvious choice. We've got this scan interface and enables you to measure things really simply with a reduced BOM and size, as well as power optimization. This scan interface is really great for measuring rotation. So if you think of things like water metering, gas metering, or even heat metering, this is really awesome. In addition to that, if you just need a general purpose MCU with the benefits of FRAM, if you're data logging, have remote sensing, or even if you're in some sort of application with wearables, the additional memory footprint over some of the devices we already have, up to 128K versus the 64K memory devices that were already out, is a huge expansion.
Very cool. All right, Will, now I heard just a bit ago that you are a big Miami Heat fan. Now, what are your chances of winning the championship without King James LeBron?
Well, our chances are fantastic.
Okay.
Dwayne Wade is going to be amazing, and I'm sure he's going to rest through the season, and I expect him to light it up in the playoffs and hopefully take LeBron down.
And you still think you can beat San Antonio?
San Antonio is trickier, but we'll see.
Yeah, I know. We haven't yet beat them. Let's not talk about that, okay? Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for joining me today, Will.
Yep, thanks, Amelia. It was great talking to you.
Let's keep this party trucking right along, shall we? My next guest is none other than Robin Getz from Analog Devices. We're talking about remote RF transceivers. We're talking about high-speed ADCs. We're talking about motor control demos. Come on, let's go. Hi, Robin. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
All right, let's talk about X-Fest. Now, what are some of the key topics or announcements that Analog Devices will be talking about at this year's X-Fest?
Yeah, so at this year's X-Fest, Analog Devices will be there with Xilinx and Avnet, showing the latest technologies from Analog Devices and Hittite that go over our precision products. So we'll be having remote RF transceivers, So like the low power 2.4 gig ADF 7242 will have some 420 milliamp loop powered links that actually communicate with HART, all connected up to a Xilinx Z board. We'll have our high speed ADCs and DACs, so a gigasample ADC and a 2 gigasample DAC on the same FMC board, all talking to the Xilinx 706. We'll have the 9361, an agile RF transceiver with a 70 megahertz to 6 gigahertz tuning range in a 4x4 configuration, all talking on a ZC706. We'll also have our latest and greatest widest dynamic range 2.5 gigasample per second ADC on a FMC card, also talking to a Xilinx 706.
Excellent. So what kind of designers are you expecting to see at this year's XFest?
Yeah, so we're expecting all types of designers, both from a power background, because we will have our power experts there, system control, systems engineers, architects, down to the low-level guys who actually do the work with the schematics and implement the layouts for our ADCs and DACs, both from a precision and high-speed side. So it's really across the board. I think there'll be something there for almost everyone.
All right, cool. So what kind of demos do you guys got going on this year?
Yeah, we'll have demos there for motor control that have our isolated converters. We'll have demos there for with our high-speed products, both our 2.5 gigasample per second devices and FMC cards with ADCs and DACs on them that sample above a gigasample each. We'll have precision devices which are communicating back to a Z board over a PMOD that do either like 420 milliamp loop, vibration analysis, as well as just basic low bandwidth IoT type RF devices for RF links.
All right, cool. So what kind of applications or methodologies will we be seeing at this year's XFest that we may not have seen in previous years?
One of the things that ADI is really promoting this year is our wide dynamic range converters. So these converters that run at a gigasampler more, 14 bits or higher, to really kind of make applications that weren't possible in the past. And these are all talking to Xilinx FPGAs. So we're not just trying to throw data sheets at people and run away. We're providing the HDL, the source code, and the schematics and references to go along with everything.
All right, Robin, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, let's talk last meal here. Your last meal on Earth, what would it be?
I think it would have to be, there's two things my wife makes, which is fantastic, I really enjoy. One of them would be her beef burgundy, and the next one would be her bread pudding. Those two together, which we never get at the same time, that would be a fantastic last meal.
Excellent. I will make sure she listens to this episode. All right, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Robin. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
No problem. Thank you very much for having us.
Hey, did you know that XFest is coming up real soon? Well, it is. Avnet and Xilinx are excited to announce the technical program for this year's XFest, a global series of seminars offering practical, how-to training for FPGA, DSP, SoC, and embedded systems designers. Don't miss this opportunity to learn more about recent innovations in technology and product development methodology from Xilinx, and to experience a deep dive with Avnet technical experts into the key technology domains where Xilinx FPGAs offer unique, high impact, and cost savings capabilities. Events start in just a couple weeks in September in North America. All right, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want to register right this very instant for this year's XFest, you can. I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page that will take you directly there. Also, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, yes, you can join our circle on Google Plus as well. We also have a YouTube channel that is full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcasts series and our video series called On the Scene. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, even if you made it, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 29th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.